Giant 90.9. Welcome to the weekly sports talk. I'm here as always with Owen Poley and Lucas McKee. I'm Peyton Scholl.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Wasn't here last week. Sad, but I'm back. So feels good to be back.
It was very surprising. I was not expecting it.
Yeah, I had an ear infection and it didn't start really bothering me until that day, and then it like stopped, and then it picked back up Monday, Tuesday. So I was also not in the studio Monday, Tuesday, but I'm here now, so I'm glad to be back. Great, some stuff to talk about. So
that's what's up.
Yep. It's just new lights in here. I noticed that.
Do you need a new haircut?
No, I got my ears lowered. Why would you ask such an obvious question?
I don't know.
How do you not? Okay, well, okay.
All right, so on to the NFL here. Gentlemen, OBJ, since our last show, was signed to the Rams. Then Robert Woods, the same Friday.
The same day.
Tears his ACL.
Yep. Yeah, it was right after the show.
It was like the afternoon of.
The afternoon of the show.
I think it happened at like 9 a.m.
And I'm pretty sure Woods, I think he tore that Saturday, like the day after.
No,
it was Friday because it was the day he signed.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, it was the day. It was the same.
So how do you think that OBJ is going to come into this team? Like, obviously, we saw problems
Monday night
of him getting overthrown and then complaining to Matt Stafford when, obviously, it looked like he was not running the right route.
Yeah, I think
he would go, like, this way and then that way, and then Stafford would throw it the original way, and they'd be like,
yeah,
throwing his hands up.
I think it just it was because he signed so early or played the game way too early.
Yeah.
Didn't understand the playbook. They didn't have that connection yet. So I think it was more of a not like OBJ not knowing what he's doing, as in like he didn't know a lot of what he was doing because he was only there for a few days. So he hasn't understood the playbook yet, and now that they're going to have their first full week of practice with him, I think that their next game will be a lot better.
So also, too, like, I think that he went to the team that he thinks is going to win a ring, but I don't think that they're going to win a ring. I mean, they're not even the best team in their division, I don't believe.
Who do you think is better? You think the Cardinals are better?
I mean, I get they just lost to the Panthers.
34-10.
Cam Newton.
Cardinals are going to stall out.
But
speaking of which, Cam Newton back with the Panthers is a whole different topic.
Yeah. But I think in L.A., like, there's just one ball. And when you have guys like Cooper Kupp, and you know, like, the defense is good, but obviously not super good. They just...
No, I think the defense is top tier. I really do think the defense is top tier. And speaking of defense, one of the best defenses that held the least amount of points scored on them, the Buffalo Bills, was coming off that upset loss to the
Jaguars.
The Jags. And now the Indianapolis Colts have them coming up this Sunday. So, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts are back at 500, so they still have a small chance of making the playoffs, but it's still a possibility.
I hate Carson Wentz slander. Like,
yeah.
It makes no sense. Josh Allen.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah.
Like,
Josh Allen
this
and,
year.
And Carson Wentz are tied right now for touchdowns, and everybody's like, and then like similar yards and everything, and everybody's like, oh, Carson Wentz is terrible. He's 3 interceptions in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
Patrick Mahomes has like 10.
Yeah. And then Captain Checkdown over here is in first place for MVP race.
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Taylor's in 8th, even though he's statistically better than Derrick Henry right now.
Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry also has...
Sure, he's injured. Derrick Henry's, I think, the better running back right now, but Jonathan Taylor is the best non-injured running back right now.
Yes. I think in no bias, Jonathan Taylor is the second best running back in the league. He's proved it. And
he has
so there's no reason for me not to say that.
He
no.
has less rushes
he's
and
definitely
like similar yards to Derrick. He's got like the same amount of like ratio, I want to say is a word, like from yards to carries to Derrick Henry.
He's beat LaDainian Tomlinson's record for most consecutive games with 150 plus yards. He's beat Eric Dickerson, Edgerrin James in franchise for yards and carries and yards after being after contact. He is the only running back to have the two longest touchdowns this season. So he's proved that he's a top-tier running back. I don't think he's better than Derrick Henry, but I do think he's the second-best running back in the league.
The Colts just need to run the ball a little bit more, and I think that he'll be really good. I mean, they've shown it the last couple of weeks they've ran the ball a lot.
Yeah. They need to balance. I think they do need to balance it out, give a lot to Jonathan Taylor, obviously, and then Nyheim Hines. Because, you know, Nyheim Hines is he can be a
threat in the backfield.
He can be a receiver.
Yeah, that
he's played
too.
Receiver, but he can be in the back where you have Nyheim Hines on one side of Carson Wentz, Jonathan Taylor on the other side, so trick the defense. They have no clue where it's going to go to. Then you have Michael Pittman, who can also go up and grab it on two defenders. So, like, the Colts have weapons. Carson Wentz needs to make better decisions with the football, I think. There has been a couple costly picks, but he's still doing pretty good.
The thing that I don't like about the Colts in general is that one game, Wentz will throw for 50 passes and complete 20 of them with, like, three interceptions, one pick. And then Jonathan Taylor will have, like, five carries for 95 yards and then have some, like, insane run sprinkled in there. And then the next game, they'll go, like, Wentz will have, like, he's, like, 13 for 20 with, like, 200 yards. And, like, a touchdown and no picks. Or two touchdowns and a pick. And then Jonathan Taylor will have, like, 20 carries for 200 yards for, like, two or three touchdowns.
I do like the running the ball concept. But I think that if they balance it out, then it's pretty much an unstoppable team. And the defense of the Colts have to do better. They have to finish games because they haven't been doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really... For the Colts, I mean, they have a good run game. I don't think Jonathan Taylor is a top two running back right now. I think Nick Chubb, who is healthy, is better. A Josh Jacobs, who's healthy, is better. And I think a Chris Carson, who is healthy, is a little bit better. Chris Carson, obviously, maybe that's a close one, actually, if I say that realistically. Chris Carson on the Seahawks with a pretty bad outline. And overall, a bad offense at this point with all the injuries to their prime players. I think Jonathan Taylor is a great running back, but I don't know if he's better than Nick Chubb or Josh Jacobs.
I do. I'm surprised you didn't mention, like, Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara, because that's who people normally, like, would be in the his era, I guess. But I do think he's top two. He's proved it with all these records of Hall of Famers he's beating. He doesn't like to go down. He's not an easy guy to bring down. He's like he's just established that. So, and I also think Darius Leonard has established the fact that he's the best linebacker in the league, because it's either between him, Bobby Wagner, and Fred Warner, and Darius Leonard is contending for a defensive player of the year right now because of his, like, five forced fumbles. He has like three interceptions. I forget what else it was, but he had like 15, 16 tackles. He's doing really good this year.
Yeah, I think that too.
He's a few sacks. Yeah,
the DBs are really is what causing the game. Like, Isaiah Rodgers is playing pretty well. Rock Ya-Sin is not playing really well.
He's playing better than last year.
He was terrible last year, not gonna lie.
So many pass interference calls on him.
Yeah, and then his name just spaced me. Like Xavier Rhodes.
He's not even subpar
this year.
He's good. He's like a 20-75. I mean, he's not a 50-50. He's a 20-75. 25% of the games he'll do good. 75%, he's not that good.
He's a good player. He just needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Xavier Rhodes is not the same Xavier Rhodes we saw
in Minnesota.
He's getting beat.
That's why Minnesota got rid of him.
Over.
Yeah. But I will say, his first year last year with the Indianapolis Colts was a good year for him. He had two pick sixes, like four interceptions.
I think both of his I think two of those interceptions came from the Jets.
The Jets. Yeah.
That year.
Week two.
If I remember. But and that's not really saying much. I think at that point it was an injured Sam Darnold. One of the four seasons in which Sam Darnold was either injured, sick,
or out with mononucleosis. Have you seen that graphic? Somebody said, like, not everything needs a graphic. He's, like, pointing at the camera aggressively with, like, a football in the other hand. It says, Sam Darnold, out with mononucleosis.
Yeah. Darnold, and then he's going to probably be benched going to the season. He's pretty much benched. I mean, P.J. Walker, former XFL guy, absolute beast in the XFL.
I mean, we can kind of transition with Sam Darnold if you want in a minute.
Yeah,
being a bench guy on the Carolina Panthers.
And the Carolina Panthers picking up their ex-former Super Bowl
MVP.
Yeah.
Or not Super Bowl MVP, but season MVP. Rookie of the Year.
He made it to Super Bowl with them. That was such surprising news. You know, when I saw that Sam Darnold was out with an injury, I was like, it would be a good time to sign Cam Newton, but I have no clue what he's doing. I had no clue what he was doing. And then I got the news. I'm scrolling through my feed. I'm like, wow, they signed Cam Newton again. And P.J. Walker did get most of the snaps against mm-hmm. the Cardinals, but Newton got the first two touchdowns.
Did you see Cam Newton was, like, being a leader on the sidelines, too, yeah. like, telling all the guys like, yeah. where to go?
I think it was cool, though. I kind of got chills from, like, a sports NFL, just sports fan and fanatic in general. I got chills whenever he got that rushing touchdown. He said, I'm back.
It's so weird. After all these years, you know, just seeing him back in that blue,
mm-hmm.
the Carolina blue, seeing him back in that and playing, not only just kind of like being on the team, like as a backup, but, you know, getting in the game, playing well. I think here in a week or two after he gets the playbook a little bit better, especially with this being under Matt Rhule and not Washington's current head coach, Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
With this being a different team, quote unquote, with a different head coach, different playbook, I think he takes a second, learns the playbook, and I think we might see Cam Newton's return as a starter in the NFL. Not with the Patriots.
Yeah, not with the Patriots.
Not with... I feel like he went on another team, but he definitely did not.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Definitely did not. I don't know why.
He got drafted 2011 to the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm.
After Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah.
Experiment did not work out in Carolina. The former Notre Dame guy. So, and he ended up having an amazing rookie season. The next year, he had a great year. I think Cam Newton, if he gets back to his ways from his early career, we could see Cam Newton revive his career and possibly get into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say. It was just...
I would like to see him win a ring. I will say that.
Yeah, I was going to say... Cam Newton is getting the starting reps now in practice. That was announced just, I think, the Monday after the game, I mm-hmm. believe. And speaking of Cam Newton, him coming off the Patriots are hot right now. Mac Jones, he's looking I can't lie. He's probably the best rookie quarterback.
He is the best rookie quarterback.
His accuracy is insane. He places the ball where the number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, can't even place the ball. And they drafted him actually because of his accuracy and his mobility and his arm strength. But this year his accuracy doesn't have the best accuracy. Urban Meyer said that he needs to work on is his accuracy. So that was a surprising thing. But Mac Jones is on a roll. 6-4. They play, actually speaking of which, they play tonight against the Atlanta Falcons. So
I think Urban Meyer needs to work on his actual coaching in the first place. Yeah.
But I think the good thing with Mac Jones is I think that he's got the highest floor right now, but I think he has the lowest ceiling. And I don't think that he's the best quarterback right now in all the rookies. I don't think he's the best rookie in that draft class.
This is definitely too early to tell. I mean, but Mac Jones, with his season so far, he's giving us like a little bit of hope for his career.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else at this point are just showing flashes at most. Trevor, absolutely.
Except for Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, he did show flashes, honestly. Yeah. If you watch his early games where you saw his mobility, you saw him, you know, move in the pocket, make some great throws, but also you saw him make stupid rookie mistakes. Mistakes that a quarterback like maybe Trevor Lawrence wouldn't make. And then we also saw Trevor struggle, like, with his accuracy. He's struggling to read the NFL defenses.
Yep.
But this is the big testament for early quarterbacks. Early quarterbacks kind of go through that gauntlet of combo blitzes, delayed blitzes, and stuff like that to, you know, kind of trick you. They use more defense, like more veteran-level defenses, more tricky defenses against rookie quarterbacks because, hey, they're a rookie. They can't really read this well at this point. And that's what makes a veteran, and a rookie, because a veteran, he knows, oh, they drop back the safety, but the safety's going to come in a delayed manner on a blitz. But hey, a rookie, they're seeing the bullet, the safety in the back, just ready for a zone. So,
I mean, the record doesn't show it, but another good, like, I personally love watching him play. Watching him play is something else. But their record doesn't show it, but another great rookie quarterback is Justin Fields. He's doing...
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback.
He's a really good quarterback. Like, when you watch his game, you can really see how good of a quarterback he truly is and can be.
See, right now I'm not the biggest Justin Fields fan. I think Justin Fields has a lot of work ahead of him. I just never was a fan, especially after his, if you guys saw, like, QB1 Behind the Lights or whatever on Netflix, he used to be on that. And I used to not like him because, he was in it, he just kind of seemed different on the show. I think he's now a lot better, especially after going to college. You know, you have to remember in that show, he's a high school student. But I think there's a lot of good flashes coming from Justin Fields, just not a lot of good flashes from the offensive coordinator and the head coach in Matt Nagy. I think Chicago is a very needs a new revival. They need to fix up their offensive coordinator. They need to fix up the offense. Their offense has struggled for the last couple of years. And, you know, we're starting to feel like, hey, maybe Trubisky wasn't the problem in that offense. Maybe the problem in that offense was your head coach.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Nagy did win Coach of the Year, like, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm. But that was with an amazing defense.
Yeah, he did have good defense.
He had a
doink ended their season.
Yeah, he had a very solid defense. And weirdly enough, his offense didn't do bad. I think they were... I think a very average offense, above average at best.
I think the Bears try to rely on defense too much. I mean, historically, they...
Defense wins championships, that's why.
Defense, they've always won. But you can't score points if you don't have a good offense. Like,
but defense can score as well.
But, like, you want to have a good... I think that's why the Bears haven't been always, like, super good. They had a really good... Think about 85.
85 is the best defense to ever
they
exist.
They had a really good defense, and they also had a really good offense. And Walter Payton... I forgot everybody else, but Walter Payton.
Walter.
But that's about it. It's just Walter.
But everything else, like the Bears. I'm popping. Can you turn on my mic?
You're good.
Sorry. But they had the Bears, like the offense has just always been okay, and they haven't won a Super Bowl since.
So now, moving on from rookie quarterbacks, let's talk about more veteran quarterbacks. Overrated or underrated reaction? Super Bowl Patrick Mahomes is back. On the game against the Raiders, 406 yards, 127.6 passer rating, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
If he throws another game like that, I'll say he's back.
So I think we need to give it a couple more weeks with Patrick Mahomes, especially with the season he's had so far. He's struggled pretty much most of the season. I think he just needs to get back in stride with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill has had some problems with catching the football this season.
Yeah, which is actually a few of the reasons Patrick Mahomes has thrown interceptions, because it's hit off of his hands and got right into the defender's hands. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so just need to work on that. O-line for Kansas City needs to do a little bit better. Patrick Mahomes has been running. Defense, though, Defenses. It's not what it used to be. It's not that Super Bowl. It's not the defense it was 2 years ago against, even though they lost, but against the Patriots in the AFC Championship. Wasn't that defense or the defense where they won the Super Bowl, but it's still, I mean, they have some key pieces there, like Tyrann Mathieu, Chandler Jones, yeah.
Yeah, I think you also have to remember how much money they're spending on that offense.
Hold on, wait, I think I said that wrong. Is it Chandler Jones or Chris Jones? Because
Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chandler Jones is on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I always get those two mixed up. So, yeah. And then, what's his name? Frank Clark, the Shark. That's his nickname, yeah.
I mean, they're also missing D Ford, Justin Houston from back in the day. Both of those players older now, probably not missing too much. Other than maybe D Ford, 31, still probably has some gas left in that tank.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, their defense needs a little revival with a couple good draft picks coming into the next year's draft, and maybe even some offensive line. I think Patrick Mahomes' offensive line has kind of regressed year by year this year. I mean, he lost Eric Fisher. He lost Mitchell Schwartz. He did get Orlando Brown from the Ravens. But still, I think he's in a bad spot with his quarterback, or not his quarterback, but his offensive line being a little bit worse than he's had years before. Even when he took over from Alex Smith, his line was pretty average. They just traded away recently that one of their guards, the guy who took a year off because he was a doctor to help with the pandemic. They traded him for Daniel Brown, the New York Jets. But yeah, I think if they need to start in the draft process and get themselves some edge rushers, give themselves some extra rush, and they need some new corners.
Yeah, just, I don't know. It's been a weird season. Jared Goff, by the way, and
oh my god,
he, believe it or not, the record with the Rams last year was 7-3. The record this year is also 7-3 currently. And speaking of Jared Goff, the game against Pittsburgh was ended in a tie, which Najee Harris was like, I didn't even know NFL games ended in a tie. I was ready to play again, which I thought was cool. But that was just surprising me. And, okay, I'm not going to lie. I said before that game started, I had a gut feeling that the Lions were going to win. They didn't win, but they did tie. So I feel pretty good about saying that. I also have another upset of the week this week. And that is the Colts and Bills. And that's not a bias thing.
Oh, my god!
I really do think that – I think it's a revenge game. So the Colts are going to play a lot harder. And if the Colts do win this game, it's really a statement game to make it to the playoffs for them. And that will really show people who the Colts are. So I think that's my upset game of the week. There could be hundreds – or not hundreds more, but there could be plenty of more, a handful more because, I mean – last week, just the Washington football team beat the former Super Bowl champs and Tom Brady. So, I also have an upset for later weeks. The Chargers are going to fall to the Texans. I don't know what week this is, but I did remember seeing them play at one point, and I do think that's going to happen later on down the road.
Who do you guys believe is a team that has a ton of potential, but has completely just undermined by coaching or just bad luck?
Colts. Look at the game.
Raiders.
Look at the games that the Colts have lost, though. I mean, they've blown 20-some point leads. They've lost in game-tying decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking losses. They really should be 6-3 with the games that they've had, and it's just
7-3.
I was just watching, I don't know if you guys saw it already, but the new Hard Knocks Indianapolis Colts in season just came out. The first episode just came out last night, and I was watching it this morning, And there were even critics saying in the episode that the Colts should be a 6-3 team in this. It said this whenever it was before they played Jacksonville. So I do think the Colts have that potential. They've just gotten unlucky or they beat themselves. The Ravens game on Monday Night Football, they should not have lost. The Titans game on Halloween, they should not have lost. The Rams game week two, they should not have lost. But Seattle, that was our loss. The Rams game, the reason I say that is because it was that pick that really changed the game. Those two picks, actually, in the red zone. And then it was a red zone run when we have Jonathan Taylor where they decide to pass. They run two times, okay, maybe on third down, pass it instead of running it again. And then, if not, settle for a field goal, but they didn't. And it was a field goal game. So I think the Colts, and I do agree with the Raiders too, but I do think the Colts as well.
All right, boys. I think we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about off-season acquisitions that did not pan out this year. We'll talk about a couple teams that, you know, thought they're going to get the next guy, and those guys ended up not living to expectation. And so we'll be back here on the Weekly Sports Talk.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
I have a question for you, son. Do you listen to PSAs when they come on the radio?
Not really, Dad. I usually just put music over them or completely ignore them.
Oh, well, you should be mindful of PSAs. You see, PSAs give people information, advice, and warnings.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I'm going to have to listen out for those things, see what they can tell me.
Great idea, champ. So for everyone at home, listen to your PSAs.
Dad, can we go throw the ball in the yard now?
Of course, son.
And welcome back to the Weekly Sports Talk. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I'm Peyton Scholl here with Lucas McKee and Owen Poley. And so, as we went on break, we were talking about CBS Sports came out with 7 offseason acquisitions who did not live up to expectations. Do any names, do you guys think, would come up instantly on the 7?
Live up to the expectation of them being traded to a new team?
Yeah, either traded or picked up.
Cam Newton. Are you saying that you don't think
this season?
This season.
Cam Newton just got picked up.
This offseason. 7.
I think like people that you didn't know were going to get.
I'm thinking, man, not any. I mean, Carson Wentz.
He is not on there.
I'm kind of confused. What do you mean? Let me read it.
No, CBS Sports came out with 7 players who have not lived up to expectations so far this season after being picked up.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Either this is by trade or this is by free agency.
Free agency, okay. Trade or free agency? Man, I can't think of anybody.
So I'll give you guys a hint. There's 2 quarterbacks, 2 wide receivers, 2 corners, in a tight end.
I really hope Matthew Stafford's not on there.
He is not.
Okay, Jared good. Goff.
Jared Goff is the one.
Yes.
Yep.
So Jared Goff, of course, this season has not lived up to expectations. I mean, Matthew Stafford had carried the Lions organization on his back, on his 2 legs, for the last nearly 8 years.
That Riddell revolution carrying the team.
Yeah. All right, and then moving on.
Sam Darnold's another one.
Sam Darnold also having a struggle bust of a year. He had a great beginning, though fizzled out so far injured again.
What's the other 2 positions?
Now you got 2 wide receivers, 2 corners left, and a tight end left.
Tight end.
He's in the AFC.
In the AFC?
Yes. It's is it the tight end that came off the Titans?
I can't remember what team he was on before.
Man, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, he was all the Titans, yeah.
Yes, what's his name? It's not Hunter.
Starts with a J.
Jonnu Smith. That's who it is.
Yep, Jonnu Smith is one of them.
Yes. And then you said two corners and two wide receivers?
Yep.
What's a wide receiver?
This one's a big name. This is someone that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah, that's why when you put me on the spot, it's hard to think of it.
Former wide receiver at Alabama.
Henry Ruggs?
Not him. No. No. No.
Or DeVonta Smith? No, because you're talking about trades.
Wide receiver at Alabama.
He went to Alabama.
Oh, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, yeah.
I forgot he went to Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is a guy who went to the Giants.
To the Giants?
To the Giants.
Odell Beckham. No.
No, it's...
He's a big-time receiver.
Yeah, it's...
He was a former Lion.
I know who it is. It's Golden Tate.
No. Nope, another Lion who had gone to New York.
What's
for a trade or free agency?
I can't remember.
It's trade. It's 100% trade. There's no way it's not.
Starts with a K in his name.
Kenny Galladay.
How do you know these guys so well?
Because I study the NFL and basketball all the time.
He plays Madden.
NFL and NBA, I completely study. Everything else is whatever, but NFL and NBA, I study. So is that it?
So there's two corners left.
Okay, two corners.
I'm not even going to give you this guy. I'm just going to tell you. William Jackson, Washington football team.
Yes.
The last one went to the Broncos.
Oh.
He's a part of a pair of brothers.
Will Fuller.
No.
Dang it.
Brothers?
Kyle Fuller.
That's who it is. I said Will Fuller, but I meant Kyle Fuller.
Didn't Will Fuller get busted for PEDs like 3 times in a row?
Something like that.
Pretty sure his dad played for the Oilers.
Did you guys know, a fun fact, do you guys know DK Metcalf's real name?
No, I did not.
DeKalen Zacharias. Nice. That's his real name. DeKalen
what
Zacharias.
In the world?
Yeah, and his dad also played for the...
Yeah, I knew about his dad, but his dad is a beast of a man.
His dad played for the Bears and lost it to the Super Bowl against the Indianapolis Colts.
I think the coolest name in football right now is... One of the coolest names is DeForest Buckner. I like that
DeForest,
name.
DeForest, yeah. Defoe.
There's a couple cool names. If you ever just go through... Madden, like you ever get a chance, just look through the free agency,
yeah,
and like only the rookies,
Dakoldis Crawford.
No, look at like only like the practice squad eligible players, and those players either on a practice squad or eligible for one, they all have the coolest names but you'll never see them on a football field.
Yeah. Also,
yeah. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Ha ha.
Oh, yeah, that's
DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
I love DeBrickishaw, dude. That's such a beast name for a tackle.
What's his name? There was one. It's not like weird or anything, but like it's just kind of a longer name, Ndonican Sue. But like the way you say it, it's not Ndonican. It's just Ndonican.
Ndonican. I cannot ever.
Ndonican Sue.
I can never do his name right. There's certain players who have that name that like you misread every single time.
There's a guy that used to play in the Panthers named Captain Munnerlin.
Oh, there's a new guy who came out on Rivals for some reason. He was just only hyped because of his name. Do you remember that guy? His name was General Booty.
Yeah, yeah. I did see that.
There was a linebacker on the Bears, Dick Butkus. That's one of the best names. Dick Butkus.
Yeah, and then Mike Ditka.
See, every time I hear Butkus, I always think of a Wu-Tang Clan song.
Oh, yeah.
It's and one of the lyrics is like the style, the Butkus. That, I don't know why that made me think of that.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, when we were on break, you said you wanted to talk about the NBA.
Okay, but before I do that, the Colts did announce that Badgley is the starter kicker instead of Rodrigo Blankenship, and Rodrigo is back at kicking.
What? Just
Badgley is perfect. He's 100% since Hot Rod being out.
Is Hot Rod still not 100%, or is he...
He's kicking in practice, but he's not... I don't think he's off IR yet, but they said they are sticking with him, and Hot Rod is going to remain on IR.
See, I don't blame him for this move. I think you wait till... I mean, Hot Rod is one of the better kickers in the NFL. I think you wait for him to become 100%. Don't rush him back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Colts, they're known to have pretty good kickers. The Colts usually get some pretty good at least regular season kickers. I mean, if you remember, Vanderjagt could not hit a kick in his, for his life in anything other than regular season. But I think the Colts are, do a good job of kind of building up their special teams with good punters and kickers, especially in the preseason. If you see, like, going into training camp and preseason, the Colts usually have two or three good kickers on their roster at that point. So I think the Colts will always have a backup kicker no matter what, and a guy who's going to be a very solid kicker.
So into basketball, as we were going to transition to before I had to name that real quick, I think Curry is in his second prime. He is doing absolutely phenomenal. He's doing insane. He's in his second prime. He has off-season work. Yes, he's had one of the coldest seasons so far. LaMelo Ball is doing great. The Suns just won their 10th straight game. This season is full of good things, but if you guys do recall, in the preseason or the off-season of NBA when we did start on the show, I did say that the Nets and the Lakers were going to be like the top teams. The Lakers have not looked good without LeBron, and the Nets, they're not bad, but they're not great.
I think the Lakers have too many stars on the team to be a good team. I think if you look back at MJ's teams, when MJ had a good player, they always had some type of role that they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Every player was never like, hey, you're going to be the star player, you're going to be the next great thing. You know, when he had a good all-star next to him, they're usually like Scottie Pippen, who's a beast at defense, or someone who's really good at rebounding. And we look at the team, which is the Lakers, we see Carmelo Anthony, you know, a guy who used to be absolutely vicious in New York. He used to be one of the best players in the NBA by far. We look at, you know, a lot of these older players who were, you know, the guy when they were in that city on former teams and in different cities. And now they're in LA where LeBron's supposed to be that guy, and LeBron is sitting out 45 games a year.
Yeah, I mean, but when LeBron does play, he's phenomenal. So,
But also, those rest days really help him out. So,
yeah, that's true. They're obviously not the team to beat, but I will say Curry and the Warriors are looking great. The Nets are my favorite team. Only because of KD though. KD's my absolute all-time favorite player. Whatever team he's on, I'm on. What's the LaMelo Ball? LaMelo Ball is looking great. He's had phenomenal passes, just unbelievable passes you don't ever see rarely. He's career high 14 dimes left. Lift the Hornets to 4 wins in a row. They beat the Warriors, so that was good. Just and speaking of which, of the Ball brothers, Lonzo Ball on the Bulls, he's looking good with Caruso. What's his name? Caruso, something like that. It's something like that.
Kuzma.
Yes. Okay. But they're looking great. They're looking great too. The team to beat is the Warriors. They're on a roll, especially with Curry.
It's not Kuzma. It's not Kuzma.
It's like Caruso or something like that.
Caruso.
Caruso.
Something like that. I don't know.
I can't think of it, but he's doing.
Or at least how to say it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Guy with like the balding?
Yeah, the white guy with the bald hair. Where's the headband?
Caruso.
It's Caruso, Caruso, whatever. Also, Giannis and the Bucks aren't doing that great this year either. Surprisingly, everyone thought the Greek Freak is still good. Don't get me wrong; he's still absolutely great, but not doing as good as you'd think. So,
all right. Well, that's been our time here for the weekly sports talk. Stick around. I mean, we got packed in on the radio. Me and Lucas still in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And from Owen Pooley, Peyton Shull, and Lucas McKee, this has been the weekly sports talk.
See ya.